Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And the Sebring Light and Water Department is in the process of doing a study for a proposed increase. The department's committee is reviewing the possibility of having one rate for commercial and one rate for residential. That study is expected to be completed about May 20. To go along with that, the committee is considering imposing an infrastructure charge as well. The committee has also been asked about removing the four electric meters from the apartments upstairs that are no longer being used, and because internal wiring is in the process of being done. The committee is also looking into the water and sewer charges for the building at 41 North Center Street. During the meeting, it was noted that fiber rerouting is being done at the request by the Army Corps of Engineers, who are doing riverbank stabilization. And the Otter Lake Village Council resolved that they not capture any of the extra voted of a countrywide millage to fund senior services if the ballot proposal is approved. Lapeer County is asking voters to approve increasing the millage from 0.3916 of a mil to 0.4578 of a mil for 4 years for senior services that will be on the August 4 primary election ballot. By Otter Lake Council agreeing not to capture any of the additional millage, all of the money from the millage will go to only senior services and nothing else if voters approve the request. Regarding the elections, it is reported Genesee County's Mass Transportation Authority will have a millage increase proposal on the November ballot. And that council members Dave Dorr and Ellen Demchak are up for re-election in November. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Spring is here, and it's the perfect time to refresh your internet with M3 Wireless. As days get longer and life gets busier, you need a connection that keeps up. Enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds for streaming, gaming, working from home, and staying connected to what matters most. Whether you're catching up on your favorite shows, video chatting with friends, or running a busy household, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth, reliable experience without buffering or slowdowns. Their network is built for multiple devices, giving you the speed and stability you can count on every day. Proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on all season long.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, because technology keeps changing, ordinances need to keep pace. And Speaker Township is in a process of doing just that. The Planning Commission will conduct a special meeting at 6:30, April 28th, Tuesday. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 7630 North Brockway Road in Melvin, is to review several proposed ordinances. One of the ordinances is about cryptocurrency data mining facilities. Those kinds of facilities are specialized. High-density data centers containing thousands of computers designed to validate transactions and secure networks like Bitcoin. Those facilities require massive amounts of electricity, so they are usually put in repurposed, abandoned industrial sites and are strategically located near cheap energy sources. Some of the ordinances to be reviewed are also data centers, which include an artificial intelligence, residential battery storage, container storage buildings, and the Village of Melvin's master plan.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, prices as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.